Sean, after the season you had last year, the numbers and making the playoffs, what in your mind would make this a successful year?
I think just staying productive, with my role, from catching and running the ball, and also winning. I felt like last year we did pretty well where we went, but everybody knows that we finished a little bit earlier than we expected. So that'd be, I think, the major goal is just to really go farther than we did last year, and hopefully, get to the playoffs again and get that chip.
In the past 5 months at all, have you felt you fed ball touches last year?
Not really, no. I think that's what really helps with the sports science with Coach Kelly. Buying into the program and doing the right things, to get your body fresh, be prepared, to carry the load.
Well, Sean, I don't know if we've spoken to you about this, but the makeup of this team obviously is a little bit different. Your perception, and how do you look at it so far?
I don't think so. Coach Kelly has his own way of coaching, and the type of chemistry we have here, I like it. We have our leaders, and we follow Coach. We follow Coach. We do all the right things. He's big on all the small details. That's what we give him. We come out every day, work hard at a fast pace. We try to have the upper edge against other teams. So I like the new attitude that we have here.
Well, it's different personnel, though. That's the point. It's
different. Well, yeah. That's more the upper office calls. Howie and Chip, they determine who's here and who's not here. But as far as the team goes, we look the same. We look the same. Sure, different faces. The same type of pace. The same type of setup. So I like it. It's a little different, but it's a business. It's always like that. I think any team you go to, there's a change.
Your salary.
And cap it, take a big bump.
Yeah, how much?
To 11.95. You saw what happened with Deshaun. Give you any pause? Make you think at all about what might happen?
Not really. I know it's a business. I feel like, if I do my job as far as being a productive player, and just being positive, just being everything that I am. I'm not nervous at all. That's something that we work on when that time comes. As long as I'm productive, I stay healthy and do all the right things, I should be fine. I think in this offense, I'm the best fit around the league and anywhere. So just got to have that type of confidence. I feel like I've been good to this team and the team, they've been good to me. I've got a deal done my second year going into my fourth year, which I didn't have to do that. So it's all a business, and I think they'll take care of it when that time comes.
Sam, you were a Philly fan. You saw years ago when Jimmy Rollins put out the team of yesterday. Your quote about the best back has taken a life of its own, as your intent is. But are you comfortable with kind of that going aside to you, that people that putting a target on you? You're comfortable with, even if it wasn't meant to do that?
I don't know. I don't think that was. I don't know how people may take that. It was a question I was just being honest about. So, I can't worry about how other people think about it. If anybody on this interview asked me to tell you the same answer. And that's why we work every day. That's why I try to perfect my game, so that if there is an issue where people want to prove me wrong on the field, that's who you take it out at. So I don't mind it at all.
You heard Peterson's rebuttal today. He goes, he didn't really mean it.
Yeah, he didn't really mean. I don't know what that. I don't know him that well. I don't know if he's like joking or what. So I don't know how to take that. I just, I play the game. It speaks for itself. I don't know what that meant. I don't.
Were you offended to hear what he said? Oh, he didn't really mean it.
No, I don't know if that was like joking. He said something about Mayweather. I don't. He was saying a lot. I didn't understand what he was getting at. I didn't say it in my chest. But I don't, he's a football player. He's not a, so I don't know what that meant.
Well, Sean, this is widely considered a passing league now. Chip seems to be trending the other way. Do you see it that way? That Chip's kind of going against the grain? Why did you see it?
Coach Kelly, he just wants to win. So if it's running the ball a million times or passing a million times, he's going to do it. He doesn't have that pass or run. It's, whatever's working, whatever's going to get the W, and that's what he's going to do.
Sean, how do you think the addition of Darren Sproles kind of helped your game personally?
I think, man, to be honest, I think Sproles really helped me out. Just another option, another type of look formation that teams will have to be aware of, and also to keep me fresh. You know, leading the league is definitely a great thing to do. Running around with the belt is definitely fun. But just being productive, you know, if he takes some of the load off, you know, in that fourth quarter I'm fresh, you know, I know a defense won't like to see that, you know, where you have so many carries and, you know, you're still in good shape. But it's not the same as, you know, less of the load during the game. And I know my role. You know, I know I have a big percentage, you know, at the end of the offense. But as Sproles, he's going to help me out for sure. And also just that, you know, you're preparing for an offense. You got two of us back there. If it's a screen, it's a run, it's a pass. I mean, Coach Kelly, he finds ways to get it to open space. So I like it.
Don't worry about your numbers, LeSean. You don't worry about the numbers.
Well, numbers. I mean, Gunner asked me about my man in Minnesota. Check the numbers. I don't worry about the numbers. Just check it. Check the numbers.
You see the Russian?
What do you worry about? It's your numbers.
You say what?
Do you see the Russian?
We're Russian. Russian.
Title coming down to between you and him, the guy in Minnesota.
Hey, man.
It's
going to
be one of those things?
I don't know. I just know that, you know, if it's Russian or what, it's being productive, you know. Winning and being productive.
So why do you think you're the best, man?
You said, why I think I'm the best?
Yeah.
Did I answer that one already?
Yeah, not bad.
I feel like, if you know, you ask around, not ask around, if you look around, look on tape, as a back, I do everything from running, catching, you know, blocking, you know, third down guy, you know, mixed in and out. And it's not nothing that you ask me to do that I won't do or that I can't do. You know, so in that aspect and thing, I said the last 3 years, I don't think there's a back that's been more productive.
You think the true running back is being phased out of
the field? You do more than Peterson on the field, is what you're saying.
Well, yes, yes, yes. Especially the last 3 years, for sure. Numbers guy, check them numbers. Since you asked numbers.
You think a true runner is being phased out of the NFL, Michelle? You think a true running back is being phased out of the NFL because numbers is such a passing league game and running backs have to be more versatile?
Well, I think that's the biggest point I'm trying to make is the versatile backs. It's hard to cancel them out because it's not a package you can't put them in that they can't perform in. So if we're cutting down the runs, okay, well, what else can this back do? If the back can catch, back can run routes, the back can block, you know, he's still valuable.
How does the loss of Deshaun affect the run game? Does it affect it at all?
I'm not sure. That's something that I have to really pry from, you know, going to camp and seeing if it affected it or not. So that's something I've got to wait and tell, wait and see.
Thanks.